RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Early on in the game, you know when you're slotted or the ball's coming out of your hand as good as you really want it. I've been working really hard over the last couple weeks trying to get back into that feeling.
Here's the snap, and it is a blitz. Allen back to pass. Looking down the right sideline for Kincaid. Complete, and he walks into the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown reception.
It's Mike Shope.
I felt Cole out there making big plays. You could sense his speed. He was popping some people out there.
Looking for Kelce, and he's labeled as the ball goes flying behind him. Oh, Cole Bishop.
And the Bulldog.
It was cool seeing Cole fly around, man. Like, it's just so fun out there playing with those guys like Cole and everybody else on defense, man. It's just fun.
Pressure coming. Mahomes heaves it down the field, looking for Worthy. It's picked off by Maxwell Hairston at the Buffalo 32-yard line.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday continues on WGR. Thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Well, it was an important win in more ways than one, perhaps. What it does to the standings for both teams, and then also what it might mean that the Bills had this kind of performance against the Chiefs up front, making Mahomes' life tough, which has been probably the single biggest problem they've had in the playoff meetings, not being able to do that. So if you want, I guess, well, I mean, would you assume that it would happen again the next time? If there is a next time, I would not.
I would assume no such thing. I would sooner assume that Kansas City comes up with a pivot of some kind that hopefully the Bills are more prepared for than they were last year when Kansas City pivoted to this quick-hitting passing game in the AFC title game, and the Bills just seemed to have no real answer for it. Hopefully they run out of pivots one of these years. Or the Bills are just more ready for whatever the pivot is. But yeah, I mean, for all the pushing back I do about, you know, it's the defense. You know, I'm always the one over here raising my hand in these, despite the ghastly numbers, like I've got the ball at the end of these games in the playoffs. Come on, I go win it. Of course they got their points. Sure, they're in the lead. They're Kansas City. I've wanted to see better from the defense. I'm not, I don't mean to just be excusing it or anything, but I think the Bills have had chances to win the games and haven't come through on offense. Set that aside. They did a job on the Chiefs yesterday. Yes, the line, they didn't have their left tackle, and there were other issues, and even as the game went on, they were shuffling guys in and out, so like that can be challenging, for sure. But they had their full complement of guys out there to catch passes, And yes, they made some plays. I mean, you aren't going to just completely shut that team down, I don't think. Even the best efforts, maybe. The Eagles in the Super Bowl, okay, whatever. They just made plays all over the field. I mean, up front was dominant. Bishop on the back end, Hairston, they just got contributions. And I think it was just a tremendous job. Coaching, preparation, play calling, like they just were on it yesterday. And the Chiefs were reduced to, really, Mahomes was reduced to buying time and hoping something broke free. And, you know, it did a few times. Again, like they made some plays. You shouldn't be expecting to completely shut that down. But they, for all the scrutiny we give the Bills passing offense, yesterday the Chiefs passing offense looked like the Bills passing offense has looked often. Even despite having their full complement of guys, it was drop back, not seeing it, run around, okay, something sprang free, yay, we gained some yards. Or it was out of bounds, or it was he's hit. Like, they dominated that team. I'm just going to say it. They did. Two touchdown drives on 10 possessions, completion percentage 44%, hit them 15 or 14 times. I mean, they just really had a day on defense. For all the heat McDermott gets for, and rightly so, they get bum rushed in the playoffs by that team. Even in these wins they've had against them, I don't recall them making the Chiefs look that ordinary, especially on the heater they were coming in on. I thought they looked like the Chiefs of old. Potent offense, explosive, speed that you can't really reckon with. And there's Maxwell Hairston running stride down the sideline with Xavier Worthy. Now, that's an element the Bills have not had. So, sure, there were busts and there were misses and whatever, but, man, that was as good as I think you could have hoped for on defense against that quarterback and that coach. They did a great job.
Really, the second half, too, it's just one score, Kansas City, to start the fourth quarter, a drive that had started in the third. But end of the first half, 21-10, and the Chiefs have first down at the one. Hunt for zero. You know, it serves them right. I just, like, the Chiefs have done so much winning, and we have our own Bills hangups, and they've done about as much winning, you know, at least regular season. But some of these times, just like, can you just quit it with this? If I'm a Chiefs fan, can you just quit it with Kareem Hunt at the deadline? Is there, can I get Breece Hall in here maybe and just sort of do something kind of cool? He did score in the game, Hunt, so, but he gets stuffed there, and then it's two incomplete passes. They take the points. It's 19 yards. And I think that that's okay, because the math isn't the same when it's the end of the half and you don't have any, there's no advantage to be gained in having the Bills, in this case, have to start from their one. If you don't score, it's going to be halftime. So 21-13, but then Kansas City comes out, third quarter, three and out, get the ball again, the Hoyt sack to close that drive off, still 21-13. Bills score a touchdown. It's really their game. From there in, 28-13 to end the third quarter, and that's pretty much it. They do try a field goal, the Bills. I was curious. With 27 seconds to go, up seven. McDermott was asked about it in postgame, and he said it was either that or go for it.
Right, he was not going to punt.
I mean, punting is probably the play.
Really?
Yes. I mean, maybe they're so spooked by 13 seconds, just, you know, let's get a bigger lead. 52 yards. Here's Kansas City now at their 42. One play from a Hail Mary shot. Yes, I did watch that game in the 21 playoffs.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you could even, I mean, they could fair catch it. But you got to think, like, the 10-yard line is pretty
doable.
A normal result there. You run 6 or 7 seconds. I thought that was interesting. But worked out.
Yeah, it really did ratchet up the tension when that ball hit the goalpost.
Suddenly.
I mean, like really? Like, come on. Now I got to sweat this. And we had to sweat it. You know, and they got, there was a jump ball to Thornton in the end zone. Bishop out-jumped Tyquan Thornton, I think. But he made the play from behind him. I don't know if Thornton jumped his full, you know, his full reach or not, but
he timed that well.
Hell of a job by Bishop. He had, what a game he had. I don't want to overlook Like, I'm still pretty scared of Poyer being on the field, but they're making it work. And I'll listen to that. Really, the respectable thing about signing Poyer back in the first place to me was for Bishop's development. Right, if you want to have someone here to sort of guide him and show him, Poyer's as good as anybody you could get. You could have Hyde for this. Hyde did this last year for them. He was back, you know, never played, but he was around. Now it's Poyer. He's on the field, but they're making it work. They're trading off series to an extent. I mean, Poyer's playing a little bit more than Hancock, but Bishop maybe is getting the benefit of Poyer, not just being on the field with him, but being around him, playing with him, meetings, all of it. Just maybe it's a part of the stew that is bringing Bishop to the forefront, because he had a monster game yesterday. The hit on Kelce in the end zone on that series we're just talking about. Well, I mean, Kelce's not catching that ball anyway, but just a big hard hit on an old guy. Like, go do it.
Oh, now you put it that way.
Yeah.
It seems almost rude, but yes. 803-0550 for your calls. Let's go to CJ next. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. I haven't really been listening today, but I don't know if anybody talked about it, but the best part of the win is the Chiefs go to the third place in their division, and I think that's lost in the conversation of, oh, yay, the Bills beat the Chiefs again. This is not like any other year. And Patrick Mahomes even said it himself after the post game, speaking on, you know, after some point you keep losing. The losing, you're not going to learn anything from losing anymore. You have to start winning. And I don't know about the next three games that they play, but I'm crossing my fingers the Colts and the Broncos can do us a favor, or in the playoffs we don't see the Chiefs. That'd be the best thing, because I can't do another loss to the Chiefs at all. I'd rather just not see them.
Your number one thing is, and I'm sure you know, your number one thing is still the Patriots. Because the Patriots have control of it. I mean, they have the control over, I mean, a long way to go, but whether you're home or away. And that dictates the odds pretty significantly toward whether you'll play the Chiefs. I mean, you could kind of give the way Joe Ostrowski was talking to us on Thursday, which was more of a, guys, come on, about Kansas City and Buffalo. Of course, you know, like, just don't worry about it. He laughed at the possibility of the Chiefs missing the playoffs. So, okay, maybe they're just too good to do that. You still have to get over New England. And this could be like a week where if they don't, it will just sort of get tense. I don't know. Still a lot left. New England 7-2, Buffalo 6-2. Bills at Dolphins, 9.5-point favorite. Come on. It'd be shocking if they lost to the Dolphins.
Something that
the Patriots at Tampa.
I'm just remembering now as the caller just was talking the way he's talking. Late in the week, I think I got to, you know, it's not the top reason I want to see the Bills beat the Chiefs, but to me an added benefit is, in a few weeks when they play the Colts, if I still need the Colts to lose a game, and I'll bet I will, that clears the decks, at least for us emotionally, to, I think, pull for Kansas City. Like, trying to catch the Colts, they don't have a tough schedule. This is a hard game. And if the Chiefs had gotten this one on the Bills, and I'm thinking about even wild card tiebreakers with them down the road, if neither of us can catch the division leaders or whatever, I'm all tangled up going into that game. Now I'm just, okay, I think, you know, it's a few weeks off. We'll see what changes between now and then. But if the Colts hold serve up to that game, I think I'll be... It doesn't have to matter. I'm just saying it clears the way for the Chiefs to do you a favor and have it not hurt as much, because I still have the head-to-head on them, and I'm ahead of them, and I'm chasing the one, and I might need them to knock Indianapolis off because somebody's got to, and they just sort of keep getting by. Thank you, Pittsburgh, yesterday. Managed to do it. Took the ball away 6 times. Holy cow. So I like that little piece from yesterday, too.
I mean, Denver is probably about as relevant as Indianapolis is, and that's the Chiefs' next game, bye week this week, then at Denver. So you can already ask yourself that same question about that game.
Right.
Like, Denver is 2 games ahead of Kansas City. They have not met yet. They meet again in week 17 after week 11. So if Denver were to beat, they play the Raiders Thursday night. They're a big favorite. If they beat the Raiders, they'll be 8-2, 2.5 games up for their next meeting, and they'll have the half bye there, having played on Thursday. That's a road game at the Raiders, but a home game with the Chiefs. No, they're both home games, actually. Never mind. Pretty good chance that's 8-2 Denver versus 5-4 Kansas City. Who do you like? The Broncos get a 3.5 game lead on the Chiefs with a win head-to-head. The Chiefs, I mean, they're almost buried for first place. Almost buried. And then they play the Colts after that. So that's, what is this to say?
Yeah, it's the same, it's the same scenario. I think the win over the Chiefs head-to-head, having them now at 5-4, I think I'll want the Chiefs to beat the Broncos there.
Think about that one.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, I'll be thinking the same thing, probably.
Which, if you don't get that, and Denver is 9-2 after week 11, having beaten Kansas City after beating the Raiders, then their bye at Washington, what's that? At Vegas, Green Bay at home, home to Jacksonville, at Kansas City, home to the Chargers. Denver's looking at like 12 wins.
Yeah, they're in great shape.
Would Denver take a split with the Chiefs? Yes. I think yes.
Yeah.
Because they've already got a 2-game lead.
Right.
Just want to push with them. That's interesting. I decided yesterday who Bo Nix is, by the way.
All right.
Flutie.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's that Flutie season, Denver. Defense is great.
Yeah.
Pulling out wins. Yesterday, they're 15-all with Houston late, and he runs for 40 yards on a play to set up the winning field goal. Like they're kind of living a church. They and the Patriots are similar in this.
Yeah.
Which is so funny that the Bills and Chiefs are running their races, and each division has somebody else that's kind of like, they may be sort of good, but they have the lead. And this is the Patriots got away with it yesterday. Missed extra point.
Yeah. The Broncos really got away with it too. I mean, they knocked Stroud out of the game, so it's Davis Mills for Houston. And they had a game-winning drive opportunity really late. I don't remember the exact time. I could look up the
Houston
play-by-play. Denver did.
Oh.
They gave the ball to Houston. They had to punt it away. And then Houston got it back and punted it back, and then Denver made that run. But, like, they weren't going to get there. I mean, if Houston has anything at all, they could have driven to a field goal, but it was Davis Mills.
Denver has played 8 games. Oh, this happened to me earlier with this site. Denver's played 8 games. 5 of them, 271 total yards or fewer.
I've got them at 9. I got them at 7-2, so I don't know where you're getting 8 games from.
Oh, I'm looking at Houston. Never mind. Guess what? Here's some interesting statistics about Houston. They've played 8 games and 5 of them 200. Okay, that makes sense. I bet Denver doesn't have that. Here's Ray next. Hello.
Hi, guys. Mike, like you, I like to play around with scenarios. First of all, I did not think the Bills were going to win yesterday, so I'm glad I didn't bet. Not that I would have and that I was wrong. But, you know, I like to think about realistic things. I'm going to pose a question. Would you rather win the division as the 2 seed and play the Chiefs in the first round? Or would you rather be the 5th seed and play Pittsburgh and go that route, knowing that Kansas City can run through it and they'd have to come to our place in the championship round? And the reason why I say this, I just think it's fun. It's realistic. You know, I've been thinking this way for a couple of weeks, and the stats are kind of showing the standings. And I got to tell you, I want to protect our heritage and our identity of 4 straight Super Bowls. And if yesterday's win, you know, kind of knocks them out of that as we look back 2-3 months from now, I don't want Kansas City equaling our proud tradition of 4 straight Super Bowls as the only team. I know that means nothing maybe to current players, but it means something to me as a fan. And, you know, losses or not, we're the only ones that have done it, and I'm proud of that.
Okay. I'd rather be the 2 than the 5, no matter what. It could be Baltimore, too. I'd rather be the 2 than the 5, no matter what. 2 home games for sure. The 1 is still the goal. I'd rather be the 2 than the 5. You're the 5, you might get Kansas City anyway, like in the next round.
Right, yeah.
That's easy for me. Yeah, Denver does not. Denver has 3 games out of 9 where they have 271 yards or fewer. That's what they have.
Okay.
But, I mean, no Surtain. You're right, they take Stroud out, and they didn't roll, but they got through it.
Right.
That's one of the hardest games they have left. They have 2 with the Chiefs, and then Green Bay. Well, I guess the Chargers, too. The Chargers lost their tackle again, Alt, for the season. So both their starting tackles, strength of the team,
right,
are both out for the year. I don't know what to do with them, except probably do what we always do with them. Not take it too seriously.
Right.
Their season.
It did. I'm not exactly, I don't have this locked down, but it felt like they started the year and what a cool story. Look at the Chargers. Then Alt went out. They'd already lost the other guy, Slater, in the summer, right? So Alt goes out and they are on the rocks. He comes back. It's stabilized and they're winning again and now he's out. So I don't know if that tracks, they could be in real trouble there.
They also said today Omarion Hampton, their rookie running back, will not be back before week 12. So he was doing all right, and now they have Kamani Vidal in the backfield, and he had maybe 30 yards yesterday. Tennessee had a look at an upset because they had 2 defense special teams touchdowns, and they still ended up losing by a touchdown. 803-0550 for your calls. What do you do with yesterday's Bills win over Kansas City? Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Monday on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.